Good morning, folks. Welcome to Blogshape Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep adapting, let's say. What do you think, Rick? Is that a good word?
Adaptation. Adaptation is an absolutely incredible word in this world. However, I do not believe that the true nature of adaptation has been learned or perfected or even attempted on a regular basis by most people.
Wow.
Including me at times.
We're here first, folks.
We know it. We know the word, but man, oh man, we do not always adapt. The fact that I've married 200 times would say to me that I don't adapt well. Anyhow, please continue on with your intro on this adaptation and reluctant acceptance podcast of the 25th of April from the banks of the Avon. But please continue.
If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook. We're Blogshape Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Oh my goodness. What do you think of adaptation? What do you think of this on this? Holy Lord, we're back from holidays. We got a round table to do tomorrow. We got stuff to do. This is an action-packed week. It's like you go away on holidays for a week to come back and go, oh my dear God. And it was a busy holiday.
It was a busy holiday.
Right? Between being sick and not feeling well. And we'll talk more about that maybe in the round table. But again, you know, it was a busy holiday. But overall, I'm very happy to go, very happy to be back, very happy. Well, maybe I'm just a happy guy. I try to be happy with the moment. So maybe that's what I'm talking about, being happy. I don't know. Anyhow, what do you think? Should we get on with this?
I think we should definitely get on with
this. Oh, my goodness. So, again, I said to Rebecca before the podcast, I said, what do you want to talk about? Rebecca goes, reluctant acceptance. I know we've talked about it before. And I go, uh-huh, we have. And I go, I wonder if this comes anywhere out of the stewings from, you know, our conversation, you know, earlier today, our conversation earlier this week, and our conversation, well, we have conversations all the time, but just, you know, trying to converse about what do we do to move our worlds forward? What do we do to try to make our worlds a little bit better, a little bit whatever? And so is that maybe where a bit of this is coming from?
I think it was from the fact that I had really high expectations on this trip, me and scuba diving, and reluctant accepting that I'm not there yet. I need more work.
But you will get there.
That's why I said I'm not there yet.
Okay, and so the reluctant acceptance... And so, you know, back earlier this week, one of the things that we were talking about was because we got into a conversation where, and I will do this periodically, folks, and I will say, hey, Rebecca, come and join this session for a few minutes or for 20 minutes. And we will talk about, you know, because sometimes it's easier for a person, you know, to see it in a third person, you know, the things that we talk about and. The reluctance that we often will have to move ourselves along and to, well, just to quite frankly, to fully embrace who and what we are. And so earlier this week, one of the things that we got talked about and Rebecca got dragged into this conversation was on how do we accept what it is that we have that's going on and how do we do it, you know, without it turning it into something else. How do we do that? Does that even make sense, what I just said?
Coming from you? Yes.
Maybe it did, maybe.
But right. I know that you got to explain it.
All right. So one of the interesting things that people often do is they get fixated on where it is that they think they want to be. And so the example that I used was myself. If I had a job description and a title today that I think would suit my personality, my style of therapy, and everything about me better, I would have a PhD in psychology and I would be a clinical psychologist. So yes, I would bill more money per hour. Yes, I would do various things. However, the reality is it would simply suit who I am better. That said, as a master's in social work, I cannot diagnose. However, I can treat. And so as a clinical social worker and as a psychotherapist within my college, what I wanted in my very late 30s going back to school was to do what I do for a living, which is clinical psychotherapy. And so there are three basic, you know, directions for that. And one is social work, one is clinical psychology, and the other one is psychiatry. And so there's all kinds of nurses who are going to be listening to this saying, well, what about us? What about us? Yes, there are psychiatric nurses who also do therapy. However, by and large, most therapy that's done in the province of Ontario is done by social workers. The next would be clinical psychologist, and the next would be psychiatrist. And the reason for that isn't anything other than simply a numbers game. There's a lot more masters of social work that are produced by schools every year than clinical psychologists. And so, you know, clinical psychologists spend much more of their time simply doing diagnoses and doing other treatment plans and things along that line. And psychiatrists are more, focused on, yes, they do treatment as well. However, they are much more focused on the medication and on ensuring that the medication is balanced and that the chemistry is doing what it needs to. And so, again, when I was going back to school, I knew where I wanted to be versus where I realistically and practically I could be. And so looking at my age, looking at the cost of schooling, looking at the financial return, looking at and trying to balance out all the things that were going on in my life, the extra 2 or 3 years to be in school to do a PhD in psychology just didn't make sense. And so understanding where I wanted to be and being honest about where I was. And so there was a lady that I went to school, basically same age as I am. And what she wanted to be a psychologist as well. And so when she started at Waterloo, that's the path she went on. The path that she went on was to be a psychologist. And so when she started her education, that's what she heavily took was psych classes. And then she ended up transferring over to social work because of the shorter journey to get very close to where it was that she wanted to be because, again, of age and all the other things that go with it. And so she actually originally was from Stratford, lives in Yellowknife and had lived in Yellowknife for likely the last 20, 30 years. And had no desire to leave the North and, you know, did some research and some homework and went, all right, well, this is where I want to be. The shortest route and the most practical route for me to get from A to B was for her to, again, change direction, which she did. And so she changed direction and she got her master's in social work. I think from Calgary, I think, maybe Edmonton, but regardless, somewhere out west. I know she did her BA and BSW here, and she did her master's out west. But regardless, the fact that I'm trying to get back to is that for so many people, they don't do a really hard, honest analysis of where they are, where they want to be, and do a sort of a pathway. I sat down earlier this week with a client who is going out to Palm Springs to go to a concert weekend out there. And then when she was going to be out in Palm Springs, I said, you know, Vegas isn't that far. And if you've never been through the desert and you've never been to Vegas, you know, it might be worthwhile to fly into Palm Springs and fly out of Vegas. Sure enough, her and her friends have decided to do exactly that. They're going to fly into Palm Springs. They're going to fly out of Vegas. And so then when she was here, I said, well, if you're going to go that way, I said, the most direct route, the way that's going to route you is going to be, you know, 10 over to 15 and 15 up into Vegas. And I said, you know what? It is a many hour journey out of the way. However, if you've never been, it may be worthwhile for you to actually take the time to go through Big Bear, which again, in the San Bernardino National Forest. And so from all my years of trucking, and again, when I was trucking all over North America, I did not lie to myself. Why was I there? Was I there to move freight? Hell no. Was I there to drive a truck? Are you kidding? No, 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 no. I owned the damn thing. But no, I was there to be a tourist. I wanted to see everything in every single state I could go to. I didn't lie to myself. I made damn good money, and I trucked a hell of a lot of money, miles. And my first wife and I, we did quite well financially. But man, oh man, Petrified Forest, Arizona, dropped the trailer at the gate, bobtail through the park from the north to the south, turn around, drive back through the park, hook back up to the trailer, and keep on going to L.A. That was trucking. That was trucking 101, people. That was trucking the way that I wanted to truck. Because again, I didn't lie to myself, right? Oh no, I'm going to pace myself. I'm going to do this for the next 40 years. You know what? I admire this man immensely. And I have named him several times, and I'm going to name him again right now. Randy. Randy is out there doing something he has been doing for decades, and he loves it, and he's damn good at it. And he is a driving, walking, talking encyclopedia of everything to do with every law about trucking in Canada and the US, and he is a walking roadmap. He's an amazing human being. Again, his destiny, his desire, what it was, what he wanted. So what it was that he wanted is what it is that he's doing. So again, the honesty. And so when he got a new Kenworth a couple of years ago, again, he's still doing, still living that dream, that hope, that want that he has been doing his entire life. Honesty, absolute, sincere, sincere honesty. His absolutely darling wife. Again, she has gone back to school as a mature student in her late 29s. That had been doing 29 for a couple decades. Incredible human being. Going back to school. Very proud of what she's doing. Again, she is being honest. Where am I? Where do I want to be? What pathway can I be on? And this is the thing that I see all the time in people. And I try and I do. And I have these conversations all the time where I say to people, where are you? Where do you want to be? And when I say, where are you? I'm talking about intellectually. Verbatim memorization, I will never be able to do. I have tried it. I couldn't do it in high school. Quite frankly, I still can't do it. So that means for me to look at something and simply memorize it. I can tell you a story about it. I can write you a book about it. But I cannot, and I've never been able to, take a map of the brain and just simply, here's all the labels, what all the parts are. Can't. I've tried 1,000 different ways. And so do I psych myself out? I'm sure I do. I'm sure that there's all kinds of people who are going to have all kinds of explanations why. But the fact is, it's a struggle. I accept it for what it is. And I move on and I go, okay, so what can I do to make this a better thing for me? What can I do? So what am I? Where am I? What financially and in every regard? You know, I talk about selling this place, right? And one of my neighbors said to me, like, I can't believe you want to sell this place. You've, you know, you built, you know, two huge sheds. You've built so much stuff. You've done so much work in the backyard. You've got this beautiful shop. You've got this heated space to work, and you've got all these great and wonderful things going on. Why would you want to do this? And I said, because I have a dream. What is my dream? My dream was I would go back to school and eventually I would have a place where people could come, hang out, have some therapy, chat about life, shoot the shit, go for a walk, sit by a pond, go home. And you know what? I might be old as dirt, but I'm going to give it a try. I want to see this thing expand and grow. Because again, what we're doing here at Black Sheep and what we're doing in the therapy is important to me. And so again, I got an idea. Where am I? Where do I want to be? And so the where am I has to be really, really, really clear. And this is one of the big things that people do not do. They don't get grounded within themselves and go, who am I? How old am I? How long will it take for me to get here to there to there? And, you know, you see people and they put all kinds of work into getting relationships and then they put nothing into keeping them. They put all kinds of effort into trying to make this perfect, you know, resume, and then they get the job and they don't show up. you see people all the time and they put part in and they don't stop and go, what do I actually want? What do I actually need? And this idea of reluctant acceptance, you know, I've beat that topic to death and I'm going to beat it a little bit more to death. Reluctant acceptance is a real thing. And what a reluctant acceptance is about is when you sit back and you go, I need to accept the reality of where it is that I am. So where am I? Reluctantly, where am I truthfully? And so when you look around, again, you know, my late 30s, going back to school, how much is school going to be? What's the annual cost? What's the annual this? What's the annual that? How far do I need to go? How many years is it going to take? Can I afford this? Can I afford? Again, do I have the academics? Do I have this? Do I have all the things that I needed? Is it there? Truly, is it there? Stop and think about that. Most people don't want to, because if they answer those questions, then they're going to go like Justin Trudeau did. Oh, the economy will balance itself. Yes, I just brought politics in, but I didn't bring it in to truly talk about politics. I brought it in to talk about a statement. The statement was that, you know what? The economy will balance itself. Economics will balance itself. Well, that has never been done ever in the lifespan of humanity over many thousands of years. It's never going to be done. But we don't want to actually address the real problem. So therefore, since we don't want to address the real problem, what we need to do is we need to understand that we need to be an active participant in this. And so becoming an active participant means that what we have to do is we have to stop dreaming. We have to get real. We have to get practical. And this may be the most boring, ridiculous side of my personality, but man, pragmatism has saved my arse more times than I can shake a stick at, because I actually go, what do I have today? What do I actually truly want? Because then when I actually can say, what do I want? Okay, so when I was going back to school, I could say, I want to be self-employed. I want this. I want that. I had some ballpark ideas about income that I wanted. I wanted some minimum thresholds. Did MSW hit all those? Because the extra time to get a PhD in psych, although guaranteed all of those things that I wanted, I don't know that I had the financial ability at that age, at that time in my life, to actually do what it was that I really truly wanted to do. And again, I see this all the time where I say to people, what is it that you actually want? Because are you willing to actually do and put up with and put in the effort? So I want to be a stay-at-home wife. Okay, great. Does that mean you want to keep the house perfectly clean? Well, no, I want a housekeeper too. And I want this and I want that. And no, I'm not really sure. I wouldn't mind doing a little bit of this, a little bit. And I hear this all the time from men and women who go, oh my goodness, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I need. I want A or B. When in reality, no. They have an idea of what they want. But they don't actually have a clear picture of the give and take that's required to actually get there. I remember somebody years ago went to Waterloo to be an anthropologist. And she was so pissed off that when the school accepted her into anthropology, that they did not tell her that with a BA in anthropology, there was no jobs. Oh, she was so pissed off. The school, she hated the school. It was the worst school in the world. They took her money and they didn't give her a job at the end. The number of people who don't do their own homework into what is this ticket? What is this piece of paper? What is this degree going to give them at the end? What are they doing? They're dreaming. They are dreaming like they have never dreamed before in their life, because what they want is they want truly to just dream on. And so this is a song we're going to actually close out with, which is Aerosmith, Dream On. And just listen to these first few bars. Listen to the first notes. Because, again, this is one of the huge problems that we're having right now. Is really truly accepting repercussions for your actions and the decisions you make. So if you go to school and you get a degree the degree, unless it's a professional degree that's going to directly take you into a career path, you might want to go to college instead. Because again, are you really willing to do what it is that needs to be done? Folks, did you hear those words? Everyone has their dues to pay. Dream on, because you know what? If you think you do not have your dues to pay and have to pay for the repercussions of the actions and the inactions of your life, again, wait to tomorrow's roundtable. We have a great, great article about repercussions and dreaming on and not accepting the reality of where we're at. So again, do me a favor, folks. Stop dreaming on, but listen to Aerosmith. It's a beautiful song. Hey, folks. Again, thank you very much, folks, for joining us again for this Thursday discussion on repercussions and consequences. And you know what, folks? We are for sure 100% dealing with the repercussions of moving the studio around in this place while we're continuing to try to make this space work. Because, man, a house full of cats, business trying to run out of here, million things going on. It is just a bit of a zoo. But you know what? We're doing the best we can. And so again, thank you folks for joining us. Thank you for listening to Black Sheep Rebranded. And on behalf of Sherry, Rebecca, and myself, Rebecca, you got anything to say?
Hello.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. So again, for everyone here and Jake, who is sitting on top of Sherry's desk, and other cats that have been coming and going, oh my God, she's a circus. We gotta make some more changes here. And yeah, everyone, be good, be safe. And again, thank you so kindly for tuning in. Chat soon.